Sturgeon are a long gray, spiny, prehistoric fish, and they can live up to 100 years old. But overfishing and habitat destruction has decimated their population across the state. Some baby sturgeon were recently released as part of a joint effort between the state, tribes, and also conservation groups, all to restore populations of this ancient fish. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond attended a release ceremony that was hosted by the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians.
About 80 people stand in a circle surrounding Fred Harrington. He sits on the ground. Just behind him is a large trailer, and in it are 56 baby lake sturgeon.
But our sturgeon is one of our thought-provoking clans, one of our clans of wisdom, and we learn from the sturgeon.
Harrington is on the tribal council of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. He's giving a teaching about sturgeon, talking about their significance in Odawa culture.
So when we think about the past, we look to the one who's been here the longest, and the sturgeon has been here for a long time. You know, they say
the sturgeon and the trailer were born in the nearby Black River. They were scooped up and spent a few months getting strong at the tribe's fish hatchery. Now, they're ready to be released into the Sturgeon River from the tiny village of Wolverine. The Sturgeon River flows into Burt Lake, where, like many other places in the state, sturgeon have suffered a massive decline since the 1800s. Habitat destruction and overfishing have left populations at a fraction of what they were.
You know, there used to be probably thousands of fish, adult fish, in Burt Lake. Now we have probably less than 200.
That's Chris Day, hatchery manager for the tribe. He says the fish released today should mature and come back to the river in about 20 years.
So we're looking to manage the population in Burt Lake, and we're hoping that they'll return here to spawn and then flush out back into Burt Lake.
The tribe has released about 3,000 baby sturgeon since 2013. This year, their goal is 700. Because of some cooler weather, most of the fish aren't quite ready. But today is the scheduled sturgeon release celebration. Folding tables are sagging under potluck dishes. Councilmember Harrington came to teach and hold a ceremony. And everywhere, there are kids eager to handle fish. So a few dozen of the tiny creatures have been brought to the river a little early. Day jumps into the back of the trailer and gives a lesson in how biologists track the fish they release.
If you see a white spot on your fish, it's a super glue. They have that microchip in them, and we actually have to insert the tag. And to keep the tag from falling out and to have it heal faster, we actually super glue it shut.
He and other staff start handing kids buckets and directing them towards the river. Kevin Donner, fisheries biologist for the tribe, talks his son, Key Waden, through releasing his sturgeon.
Nice and gentle, remember? You got him?
Yeah. Okay, can I throw him in?
Yeah. Say bye.
Bye, fishy.
The fish are apparently hardy enough to survive being handled by kids. Not surprising when you consider that they can live to be over 100. I'm Kay LaFond.